Now we're recording. We're at the house of Charles and Janet Brower, and it's June 23rd, Friday, 2023. And I'm Emily Rosenthal, and I'm interviewing Charles Brower.
All right.
And also here are Janet Brower and Meredith Altman. So I'm going to try to do this sort of chronologically of going back over what we did before, but there are a few things that I realized I wanted to talk to you more about. So let's see. When you were talking about Mount Edgecombe, it's the school.
Yes.
And you said some of this is just going to be questions out of context, but you were talking about the bicycles there. You told the story about they had one bicycle.
Well, that was at Wrangell.
Oh, that was at Wrangell.
Wrangell
Institute,
that's
good to know. Yeah.
There were two bicycles for the whole school, one for the boys, one for the girls.
Right.
Yeah.
And people lined up.
And the layout of the campus, the school building was in the middle, the girls' dormitory on one side, boys' dormitory on the other, and there was a road behind us. The road led from the back of the boys' dormitory up the hill, kind of slight slope up to where the clinic was.
Ah.
And on the other side of the road was a mess hall where we ate all our meals.
And had you ridden a bike before?
No.
Did you ever have?
No, I've never seen a bicycle before.
That's what my question was. And
but we always have Saturday mornings. It's always a long line for kids that wanted to ride those bikes.
And after that, after learning how to ride one, did you ever ride one again?
Yes.
Where?
In Fairbanks.
In Fairbanks,
my sister. My sister lives there. I spent one summer in Fairbanks with my sister Mabel. But before after my mother passed away, I had to go to one of my sisters for the summer. Because there was really nobody at home that would take care of us. So I went with my sister Mabel the first summer, and then several summers thereafter with my sister Lorena, who was at different places throughout the state of Alaska.
Fort Greely
one year, Bethel another year, Petersburg another year.
And let's see, also, were you active in extracurricular activities? I think I saw a yearbook.
Yes.
That
I was very active, particularly in high school.
Yeah, in high school,
yes.
So not at Wrangell, at Mount Edgecombe.
I was at the audiovisual club.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the dorm council. I was on the student council. So politically, I was somewhat active.
And politically, meaning in the dorm council
and the student council.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the staff for the yearbook, a couple of years.
Uh-huh. And were there any issues that you came up with?
Not really.
Okay.
Just making sure as many students were represented throughout somewhere, and that the same students kept showing up in the pictures.
Right.
We made sure as many people got pictured as
That's good. Yeah. You know what, I'm going to stop for a minute just to make sure, because it sounds good, but I just want to make sure that I'm getting all this.